This is a very serious thing, and I don't want you to be belittling it now at all with your gutter mind over there.
Well, we are talking about toilets, though.
We are. The public are being urged to only flush the three P's down the toilet, right? So this has come from Irish Water.
The three P's, okay.
There's a new campaign from Clean Coasts and Irish Water, which runs this weekend, which is highlighting the consequences of basically flushing stuff down the toilet that shouldn't be going down the toilet.
Mm, yeah.
The only things that should be going down there are the three P's. And I'll let you work that one out for yourself.
Three
people.
P's. A P.
Yeah.
It's P for pee-pee, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
P for...
Well, there's probably people eating their
paper.
Breakfast. Yes, paper is the other one. Yeah.
Not and kitchen then, towels, though. That's not allowed, isn't it?
No, then they're the three P's, obviously. But there is a dirty dozen list of 12
the other,
items.
The other one. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
12 items that are incorrectly flushed down the toilet.
Right.
They include things like cotton pads, dental floss. Don't be putting your dental floss down the toilet. Yeah. Wet wipes, hair... You know the way you take it off the hairbrush.
No, I can't with hair.
Put it in the bin. Paper towels. So anything that's not toilet paper.
Yeah, kitchen towels are not to be flushed.
No, definitely not. Medicine, food items, contact lenses. Who put contact lenses down the toilet? Ooh. Cigarette butts. Oh, there's lots of stuff in there anyway that you're not meant to be putting in the toilet. It's supposed to go into the bin in the bathroom. It's just the three P's, please, down the loo. And they're
so
also...
if it didn't come out of you and you didn't use it to...
In conjunction
with what came out of you, it's not supposed to be in the toilet.
And the campaign is also encouraging people about the kitchen sink as well. What to put down there. Don't pour fats, oils and greases from cooking down the sink as they cool and harden as they travel along the wastewater network. And you know what happens then?
The clump.
A fatberg.
A fatberg.
Yes.
Oh, even the thought of that. So it's very hard sometimes, though, because a lot of greases and oils are, you know, obviously cling to your pots and your pans. But I guess what they're saying is to wipe that as... with a paper towel, I guess.
Yeah, they're saying that you can actually pour any of the oils out of frying pans and stuff like that into a heat-proof container, allow it to cool down and then throw it in the bin.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently last year, Irish Water responded to approximately 10,000 customers who notified blockages along the wastewater network, which were leading to sewer overflows. So they were people that, obviously, that means that you're putting stuff, those 10,000 people were putting stuff down there that shouldn't be
going
down.
That shouldn't be down there, yeah.
There you go.
Keep it in mind, the three P's, that's all you need down your toilet.
Pee, paper, and the other one.
Ooh, cool.